Welcome to the podcast, Just Saying. My name is Joe McCormick. I'm your host. In our podcast this week, we're going to talk about showing up late and unprepared. Why? Because to be a professional means that we need to be on time and we need to be ready. And we're often not. If you're new to the podcast, I'm really happy that you're here. If you've been here before, welcome back. As you may know, I've now written 3 books. So this collection, this trilogy of sorts, I call this Clarity at Work Collection. If you go to thebrieflab.com/books, you'll see this beautiful new collection that I've created. It's the book Brief, 10 years ago, Making a Bigger Impact by Saying Less, Noise, Living and Leading When Nobody Can Focus, and then most recently, Quiet Works, Making Silence the Secret Ingredient of the Workday. And in that collection, and we've designed this really beautiful box set. If you go to, again, thebrieflab.com/books, you'll see that information. And I've mentioned this previously, that there's a limited time offer. So if you go there and you buy 2 books, you get the second half off. If you suggest to use the password Clarity or the code Clarity. That'd be a nice holiday Christmas gift if for a coworker. It's a really beautiful box. And the designer who designed a lot of the illustrations for Brief and Noise did a beautiful job designing this box design. So in today's podcast, I also wanted to mention that I started a newsletter on LinkedIn of the same title, Just Saying, and it's going to be some of the same topics of the podcast, but other different ones. So I've written, I think the 4th edition has come out, comes out every other week, early in the week, like Sunday night, Monday morning. And I'm going to double tap a topic that I just wrote a newsletter on called Showing Up Late and Unprepared. It came out a couple weeks ago. In case you have not subscribed, I encourage you to go to the newsletter and become subscribed to it, because I'll be sharing some different topics and things that matter a lot to you as a professional. So showing up late and unprepared, why am I talking about this? Because I do it. I don't like it, and I'm working on it. You know, I go from meeting to meeting and, overbook. Meetings run late. And the things that I talk about, I struggle with too. You know, the last podcast was like, end a meeting like you meet it, like you mean it. Well, that doesn't happen a lot. So, the meetings run long. Well, that creates a domino effect. So not only am I past the time and we're past the time, but everybody's past the time. And if everybody's past the time, they're showing up to the next meeting late, because oftentimes people book things, one after the other. Now, we may not be in control, and if we're not, we should talk to the person who is about how we schedule things, because this creates a problem. When I have a meeting that I'm showing up late to, I'm making everybody late because they're waiting for me. And it happens all the time to a lot of people. And it reminds me of the saying that I heard years ago. When I first heard it, I thought it was kind of harsh, but the more I think about it over the years, it makes so much sense. When you're early, you're on time, and when you're on time, you're late. And in our day, we're often barely on time or often late. And you're in a video conference or in a meeting, or you're expecting somebody, and everybody's just busy, busy, busy. We wear this badge of busyness because this is the world that we live in. It's a noisy world. It's very competitive. There's a lot of things. We're trying to outwork the problem. And we're running, 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 and we can never catch up. So what I want us to think about in today's podcast is, when we're showing up late and unprepared, what's the impact of that? And, let's just be honest, nobody likes it. Nobody likes it when I'm late. Nobody likes it when you're late. And it happens. It happens all the time. And the more it happens, it starts being okay. And it creates a problem, because the end of a meeting never is the ending, in the beginning never is the beginning. We're always sort of waiting. We're waiting, we're waiting, we're waiting. There's sort of this built-in time delay. And it creates a domino effect. I recall a close friend of mine in the military saying that he was doing staff work for a general officer who was notoriously late. And he did it for whatever reason. I think the reason was because he loved conversation. He loved engaging people. He wanted to seem accessible, but he kept on talking, but he just blew past the end of the meeting, but with this friend of mine was telling me, I think he was his chief of staff, is that he made people late all around the world. People were waiting for him all the time, all across the globe. And it was a huge problem. This was sort of his debrief to his boss after working for him for a couple of years about how his that habit, that bad habit that was built in, created a problem for a lot of people. And again, nobody likes it. We do it. We do it more than we want to admit. And it starts becoming okay, and it's not okay. And it creates a domino effect, and we got to stop it. So here's some things I just want you to be thinking about when you're in this position. Now, maybe you're like really bad at this, and you do this all the time. Maybe you know people that do, that you need to talk to about this. Maybe it's your team. And there's always a reason. So a couple things I want you to be thinking about, just kind of go through in order. And again, if you want to go to LinkedIn and look at that newsletter just saying, there's a whole newsletter on this. I'm saying basically the same thing. So there's nothing terribly new, but it's written and there's some different insights, but they're basically the same. Here's kind of the motto: be early, be quiet, be ready, in that order. So be early. What do I mean? 5 minutes early, maybe 2 minutes early. Just make it a point to be early. When you're early, you're on time. I've been trying to do this over the last couple of weeks, and I'm telling you, it's possible. It requires discipline, requires focus, requires planning, requires scheduling. You have to make sure that the previous meeting doesn't end exactly at that time. And you have to be aware of it during the day, because the day is a competitive day. But be early, 2 minutes early. So if that's your goal, show up. Now, if you're showing up to a room, you might be the only person there. If you're showing up online, you might be the only one there. That's okay. Because the second thing I want you to do is be quiet. What I mean is be alone. Now, you might be thinking, well, if I'm online and somebody else is early, they might see me and they might start talking to me. Well, quick fix, hit mute and turn the camera off. And then you're alone. Now, if you're in a room, you can be early and you know that somebody else is there. Just excuse yourself. Just say, I'll be right back. And then leave the room and go somewhere and be alone. Well, what are you going to do with that time when you're quiet? That's when you get ready. That's the third thing. So you're going to have a conversation. Do you know what the point of the conversation is? Do you know what your role in the conversation is? Do you know what the last conversation is? Do you know what the desired outcome of this conversation is? It's the time to get your mind ready. If you're racing, and this has happened to me so many times, I don't even want to admit it, that you're just not ready. I'm not ready. So you still have a lingering taste from the previous conversation when you're starting the next conversation. And the whole point here is to create this gap, this break, that you're not showing up late and you're not showing up unprepared, but you're early, quiet, and ready. And like I said, over the last couple of weeks, and when I was writing this newsletter, it really got me thinking about how guilty I am of this and how much I don't want to admit it, but it's true. So when I started really working on this, focusing on this, I started noticing some things. Number one is looking at my schedule and looking at like how crammed it was and how I needed breaks between the meetings. So a couple of things to think about going back to last week's podcast, like end a meeting like you mean it, is thinking about when the previous meeting ends. So you may want to be telling people in a meeting, like if you've got another meeting following this, that when you start the meeting, hey, I have a hard stop at 10:02. I need to get off. You know, and if the meeting's an hour, you may be able to excuse yourself saying, hey, listen, FYI, I've got a meeting that I can't be late for, so I'm going to need to drop off 5 minutes early. What this allows you to start thinking like is, I need to be able to be early. So I have got to be ready for the next meeting, at least 2 minutes, but I would try to shoot for five. I've got to be quiet, which means I need to be alone so that I can get ready and start thinking about the next conversation. Well, if that time, that 2 minutes, that 5 minutes isn't there, one thing bleeds into the other. The domino effect begins, and I'm late, and then everybody's late, and then I'm late again, and everybody, it creates this domino effect through the day. And the disciplined person would slow down for a second and think, okay, I can't be late. I need to be quiet. I need to get my head right. I need to be ready. And that will improve the quality of the conversation. So here's what's happened. As I've started to really work on this, it really works. Like, I'm not trying to be funny or just, but quiet works. It actually works. I sit down for those 2 minutes alone and it's incredible. Like, I can really think about, okay, what are we trying to do? And I had for the last few weeks, a number of very, very busy days, but I did this consistently and it really slows things down in it. And I show up to the next conversation, not like out of breath or scattered or not knowing where we're going, but I start the conversation with the plan. I'm collected. I'm in the right mindset and it drives a better conversation. Now, throughout this whole thing, you may end up in the conversation where you're like, oh, I lose track of time. Always, again, had a podcast on this recently, manage the clock. So keep in mind the time. You can get engrossed in conversations, and let's say you have a half-hour call. Try as hard as you can to finish it a little bit early. Don't lose track of time. We live in time, so we have to keep track of the time. This quiet preparation has driven a great conversation that might be so you might be so engrossed in it that you actually lose track of time. Don't. This is all to say that, you know, we need to get better at this. I need to get better at this. And it's hard. There's a lot of things going on in the day and we can kind of like lose track of things and just everything just gets a little bit out of whack. Now, if you're listening to this, what I'd like you to start to think about is, do I do this? Do people that I work with do this? How bad is it? Have we lowered the standard? Yeah, you don't like it. Everybody does it. But if you started accepting it, like it's okay. Now, when it happens, there's always an excuse. Now, I'm not asking in that moment to belittle people or insult them or call them out. But you may need to have a conversation with them separately about the standard. Like, let's try to start these meetings. Let's be early. Let's be ready. Now, you may even just want to say, hey, listen, send them a link to the podcast or to the newsletter and talk about it. Why? Because if you don't talk about it, it's not going to go away. This domino effect that happens is real. If things end late, the next one starts late. If I'm not ready, the conversation reflects it. So this quiet that I'm talking about inserting as a shim between appointments becomes critical. That 2 minutes really sets the tone. Without it, you lose the tone. You lose control. And things become a bit chaotic, in some cases incredibly chaotic, because if a bunch of people show up unprepared, nobody's ready. And that does not make for good collaboration. And that's what we want. We want to be driving the time that we have together. It's very deliberate. We're doing it for a reason. We want to do it well. And it can't happen if we're running around with our hair on fire and we're late. Something to think about as you manage your day, you're starting a new week and you're, you know, setting goals. Be early, be quiet, and be ready. So keep on trying. Don't give up. Don't give in to the status quo the way it is, and slow down to speed up. Just saying.